Now, swiftly running water fills our view. Titles appear. Warner Brothers presents an American Playhouse theatrical film. A Menendez, Musca, and Olmos production. Our view widens, revealing a blue river running through a concrete culvert. The title appears, Stand and Deliver. Starring Edward James Olmos. Now, on a freeway, a sky blue Volkswagen Beetle trails behind a semi. At the wheel of the Beetle, a Latino man watches the road behind dark-rimmed eyeglasses. In his 40s, he has a craggy face and thin hair combed over his balding head. More titles. Lou Diamond Phillips, Rosanna DeSoto, and Andy Garcia. In an L.A. barrio, the driver pulls up behind a pickup where five men ride in the open truck bed. Outside a storefront, some women look at piñatas shaped like dolls and clowns. A muffler shop across the road is painted bright yellow and blue with Mexican-style designs. The driver glances at elaborate murals on the sides of buildings. On a housing complex, a brown-skinned Che Guevara points a finger above the slogan, "We are not a minority." Titles continue. Music by Craig Safin. Edited by Nancy Richardson. Director of Photography, Tom Richmond. Executive Producer, Lindsay Law. Written by Ramon Menendez and Tom Musca. Three musicians in black cowboy hats carry their instruments across the avenue. The Beetle takes a side street past vending trucks advertising cold beer and tacos. Now, on the grounds of a high school, students stroll into the building. Produced by Tom Musca, directed by Ramon Menendez. A final title, based on a true story. Inside the school's office, a policeman talks with a secretary.
Typewriters, transcripts, is there anything missing?
The key to the ladies' room.
The craggy-faced driver walks in and sets his briefcase on the far end of a counter. All around him, the dingy walls are marred with spray paint, and the files have been ransacked. Taking some papers from his briefcase, he waits, then strolls over to the secretary.
Now, exactly where was the fecal material found?
Back there in the corner. You'll know when you're near it.
Excuse me, this was mailed to me.
Just a minute, please. Excuse me, sir. If you don't have a telephone, could you bring in a gas bill? We just need proof that you live in the district.
Excuse me. My name is Jaime Escalante, and I was supposed to teach computer science.
We don't have computers.
Mr. Escalante. We were supposed to get computers last year and the year before, and there's no funding for them again this year. Let's get out of here. I'm Raquel Ortega. I'm the chairman of the math department. We'll be working together.
But you don't seem to understand. I was supposed to teach computers.
In a classroom, a student writes Tito on the board in star-sprinkled letters. He has a gelled hairstyle and Christ painted on his jacket. Mr. Escalante enters.
Are you the new teacher, man? You the teacher?
Please find a seat.
The students ignore him as he walks to his desk.
Hey, teacher, what are we going to do today?
Will everyone please try to find a seat?
In the front row, a boy with round, owlish glasses reads a paperback novel.
For those of you that cannot find a seat, please stand against the wall.
Hey, let's put our desks in a circle and discuss our feelings, huh?
Bring this paper, essay!
One body to a desk.
A girl in a tight dress gets off Tito's lap.
Can we talk about sex?
If we discuss sex, I have to give sex for homework. Stand back, everybody, please. Move back.
Two guys mutter to each other and shrug.
¿Entienden inglés?
Sometimes.
Todos los que no entienden inglés, por favor, levanten la mano.
A few raise their hands.
Please move forward if you do not speak English. Todos los que no hablan inglés, por favor, pasen para enfrente. This row, the first row, please stand up. Please move out.
I was the first one here.
I'll find you another seat, okay?
As the bookish boy stands, someone pelts him with wads of paper. Mr. Escalante ducks.
Be careful.
This is math 1A.
I don't need no math. I got a solar calculator with my dozen donuts.
Bus is exact change. No big deal.
Quiet. Quiet.
Grinning, the students straggle through the door. Mr. Escalante stares, then checks his watch as they walk past. He stands glaring around in front of the empty classroom, his rounded shoulders draped in a brown cardigan. Taking a few purposeful strides, Escalante steps past walls scrawled with ink and pencil graffiti. He pushes open a painted steel door, which has a chicken-wired window just big enough to peer through. The principal appears, herding the crowd of teenagers back into Escalante's room.
That was a premature call. Back to class.
That was a premature bell.
Premature bell? I thought we were supposed to discuss sex in class.
All right, sit down. Stop talking. Sit down.
The principal carries binoculars to the room's window and stares through its wooden slats. With slow, cautious steps, Escalante joins him.
They rigged the bell.
Little bastards. Tricky.
He hurries out again, leaving Escalante peering curiously through the blinds. A ball of paper flies over his shoulder and he blinks. Another day. Escalante, in a flat cloth cap and blue cardigan, walks across a parking lot to his car. At the door, he stops and pokes his key through the open window. His face falls as he sits behind the wheel. Sliced wires hang from the hole where his radio used to be. At nightfall, on another evening, Escalante carries garbage out of his backyard. Next door, a man in a members-only jacket polishes a speedboat.
She's looking good, Joe.
Jaime, when are you coming aboard?
I get seasick in the rain. You seen my boy?
Yeah, I saw him riding around here somewhere. Hey, listen, I hear your company's pushing whole hog in two PCs.
I don't work there anymore.
Jaime's teaching high school now.
Here's your thingy.
She hands him a twist tie.
Why don't you come to me if you got laid off? We're paying kids right out of college 30 G's to start.
I didn't get laid off, Joe. I want to teach.
High school teacher. Oh, good. That's great.
A boy bikes up.
This is your job. I don't want to have to tell you, huh?
I was going to do it. Why do you think I was hurrying home?
You're not even breathing hard. You're hurrying home so fast. Have a good night, Joe.
Later, in class, Mr. Escalante wears a white apron and a paper cook's hat. Stepping aside from his briefcase, he shows a shiny cleaver. Tito's grin fades as his teacher chops through an apple. Escalante points at a fashionably dressed girl.
What you got?
It's an apple.
How much?
She looks at the slice on her desk.
What do you mean?
Beside her, a buxom girl laughs.
What you got?
Half.
Good. Excuse me, my German accent.
He offers a smile to a shy girl and back.
What you got?
Missing 25%?
She peers up under neatly trimmed bangs. A whole apple stands on her desk. Escalante leans close to her face.
What?
Missing 25%.
He turns her apple by the stem, showing one quarter of it gone.
That's right. Missing 25%. Is it true intelligent people make better lovers?
Next, he points at a paunchy guy.
Hey, what you got?
He looks at his eaten apple.
Core.
You owe me 100%. I'll see you in the people's court. Everyone, please open your books, chapter 2, page 26, multiplication of fractions.
Two guys enter from the back, slowly and deliberately.
25%, 50%.
The smaller of the two, wiry with a hawkish face, strides toward Escalante.
100%.
Who's calling the shots, S.A.?
Escalante glances at them both.
You got a slip?
The wiry guy lets a slip of paper fall.
You got a slip?
The other boy is tall and thin, dressed in a cholo-style plaid shirt buttoned to the top. He wears dark sunglasses and a hairnet over his slicked-back ponytail. He hands over a tardy slip.
Okay, you'll have to stand in the back until I can get another desk. You sit right here. Okay. Everyone, please read the first paragraph for a second.
Escalante leans over the wiry guy's shoulder.
Where's your equipment?
Got it.
Gotta come to this class prepared.
Do the work in my head.
Escalante rests his hand on his belly.
You know the times tables?
I knew the ones.
He counts with his fingers.
Two, three.
He flips the bird.
Finger man. I heard about you. Are you the finger man? I'm the finger man too. You know what I can do? I know how to multiply by nine. Nine times three. One, two, three. What do you got? 27. Six times nine. One,
Escalante two, eight, holds down his seven, sixth finger, showing five fingers on one hand and four on the other.
Yeah. You want a hard one? How about eight times nine? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. What do you got? 72. I want to talk to you. Wait a minute. Please make sure you do problems 1 through 20, page 26.
Can I have my book, Mr. Escalante?
Don't bring it to class again, all right?
The paunchy kid takes back his confiscated magazine.
¿Sabes qué hace? I get excited. You know? Cut me a deal like you're the professor. I remember new books. You know, cut the holes in the ceiling. Kick back.
First thing, I can teach you some manners.
The guy in shades returns with two brawny cholos who stand by the door. He reaches for Escalante's pocket.
I wouldn't do that if I was you. I might lose a finger. I won't be able to count to 10.
The tall kid lightly smacks Escalante's cheek.
We've seen vatos like you before. You'll be hurting soon. Ponte trucha, huh?
Their wiry leader turns, showing maravillas sewn on his jacket. Later, Escalante walks with an Anglo teacher.
I was so worried that the kids would know more than me. I'd wake up at 5 a.m., I'd down my coffee, and I'd hit the math test. I finally get every chapter down, and this semester they're going to change the book on me.
Matthew, that lover hate. You got some problems. Come and see me after school.
Thanks, Sam. See you later.
Around a corner, Mr. Escalante finds the pompadoured Tito surrounded by girls. Tucking his hands in his waistband, Escalante saunters over to him.
You're in love, huh? Which one? Let me know.
No, that's all right.
Come on, Johnny. Don't be afraid.
Not Johnny, man.
I know, Tito. Tito el Grande.
He notices students running frantically.
Ready, go.
In a lot outside the school fence, the wiry guy, Chuco, tosses another cholo onto a pile of trash. Four other guys trade punches, one-to-one behind him. In the gathering crowd of students, Escalante spots Chuco's tall ponytail friend. Tall Angel darts forward, and Escalante grabs him at the edge of the fence. Escalante twists Angel's arm behind his back and pins him against a fence post. Clenching his teeth, Angel butts the post with his forehead, then weakens. Later, the heavy student, Pancho, answers roll call.
It's Frank Garcia.
Well, when I say Garcia, you answer, okay?
Chuco brings in three buddies.
Are your friends out of team?
I audited them to come with me.
Angel follows him to the back row where they sit down empty-handed. Escalante puts on a swagger down the aisle.
I'm El Cyclone from Bolivia. One-man gang. This is my domain. Don't give me no gas. I'll jump on your face, tattoo your chromosomes. This is basic math, but basic math is too easy for you burros. So I'm gonna teach you algebra because I'm the champ. And if the only thing you know how to do is add and subtract, you'll only be prepared to do one thing, pump gas.
Hey, ripping up a gas station is better than working in one, you know?
Angel grips Chuco's hand.
Orelli, I'm a tough guy. Tough guys don't do math. Tough guys deep fried chicken for a living. Pues órale, you want a wing or a leg, man?
Angel shifts a little.
Whoever heard of negative and positive numbers? Anybody?
Pancho.
Yeah, negative numbers are like unemployment. 10 million people out of work, that's a negative number.
We're going to need a lot of Kleenexes. There's going to be a lot of bloodshed. You ever been to the beach?
Yeah.
You ever play with the sand? Yeah, I play with the sand. Finger man.
Chuko bows his head uncomfortably.
You ever dig a hole? The sand that comes out of the hole, that's a positive. The hole is a negative.
Chuko looks at the floor.
That's it. Simple. Anybody can do. Minus 2 plus 2 equals. Nethead.
Hair-netted angel snaps his eyes to Escalante.
Answer it. Come on, you know the answer. Minus 2 plus 2, fill the hole.
He looks at Angel's knuckles.
If I had that on my hands, I wouldn't raise it either.
Angel hides his fingers, tattooed, fuck you.
Come on, a negative 2 plus 2 equals. Anybody can do it. Fill the hole. Minus 2 plus 2 equals. Come on, just fill the hole. You can do it. You're gonna let these burros laugh at you. Minus 2 plus 2 equals. I'll break your neck like a toothpick.
Cocking his head, Angel glares.
Zero.
Zero? You're right. Simple. That's it. Minus 2 plus 2 equals zero. He just filled the hole. Did you know that neither the Greeks nor the Romans were capable of using the concept of zero? It was your ancestors, the Mayas, who first contemplated the zero, the absence of value. True story. You burros have math in your blood.
Hey, Kimo sabe todo. The man knows everything. Orale. Kimo sabe.
Orale. Okay. Parentheses means multiply. Every time you see this, you multiply. A negative times a negative equals a positive. A negative times a negative equals a positive. Say it.
In the front, bookish Javier and shy Anna follow his lead. Chuko sits tight-lipped, while Angel repeats it indifferently.
A negative times a negative equals a positive. A negative times a negative equals a positive.
I can't hear you!
Pancho and Tito shout out. In the back row, Chuko moves his lips.
A negative equals a positive! Louder! A negative times a negative equals a positive!
Why?
Later, Escalante arrives late to a faculty meeting.
I don't want to be the principal of the first school in the history of Los Angeles to lose its accreditation.
I'm the last person to say that this math department couldn't improve. But if you want higher test scores, start by changing the economic level of this community.
The purpose of this meeting is to review the recommendations for accreditation.
The principal throws out his hands.
Anybody?
Yeah. I don't think I should be teaching math next semester. I mean, I was hired to be a phys ed instructor.
As I said before, we lack the resources to implement the changes the district demands.
Mr. Senzaki, you must have at least one comment.
This may not be the right time to say this, but I'm sorry, but I won't be coming back after Christmas. I got a job with Aerospace.
The math teaching coach leans in.
How much money have you been making?
Look, we have the remainder of the year before we're put on probation. Now, if we fail, we'll lose our accreditation.
If we fail, you can't teach logarithms to illiterates. Look, these kids come to us with barely a seventh grade education. Now, there isn't a teacher in this room who isn't doing everything he possibly can.
I'm not. I could teach more.
I'm sure Mr. Escalante has good intentions. But he's only been here a few months.
Students will rise to the level of expectation, Señor Molina.
Principal Molina studies him thoughtfully.
All right, what do you need, Mr. Escalante?
Ganas. That's all we need is ganas.
What's ganas?
Another day in Escalante's basic math.
We will begin each class with a quiz.
The buxom girl, Lupe, gapes.
There will be no free rides, no excuses. You already have two strikes against you. There are some people in this world who will assume that you know less than you do. Because of your name and your complexion. But math is the great equalizer.
Angel takes a quiz.
When you go for a job, the person giving you that job will not want to hear your problems, and neither do I. You're going to work harder than you ever worked before. And the only thing I ask from you is ganas, desire, a haircut. If you don't have the ganas, I will give it to you because I'm an expert. Today is Monday, tomorrow's Wednesday, Friday is payday, the weekly test. There will be no diagonal vision. Keep your eyes on your own paper. You have 10 minutes to finish the quiz. If you finish early, please work on the assignment on the board. No questions? Good.
Chuko appears at the back door.
Angel. Vámonos.
Angel's brown eyes watch Escalante. At the same time, another student comes in the front door. She has a lean face and shoulder-length braids.
I was set to go here.
She shows Escalante a slip of paper. In the back, Angel leaves his quiz and strolls to the door.
Nice knowing you. Have a good day. Arrivederci. You're in luck. Take the seat. Relax. Take Xanax, but don't sleep in my class. I take that as an insult.
The new student, Rafaela, sits in the empty desk and picks up Angel's quiz paper. Glancing around, she takes a pencil from behind her ear and writes her name in the upper right-hand corner of the quiz. Later, in the hall, Escalante passes some students in Mexican dance costumes.
Hello.
Angel creeps up beside him and falls into step.
Hey, Kimon, huh? I want to talk to you about the class.
You ain't got a seat. Don't give me no gas.
Yeah, I know about that. And that was a mistake. I'm going to fly straight. I got a little problem, though.
Yeah, me.
No. Seriously, man. Books. Can't have the homies see me haul them around.
Wouldn't want anyone to think you're intelligent, huh?
So maybe I can have two books, keep one stashed at home, huh?
In a storage room.
I'll cut you a deal. I'll give you three books. One, take one home. One for your class.
This one's broken.
He points out the cracked spine. Escalante snatches it back and hands Angel another one.
One for your locker, so nobody sees you carrying them around.
Fabulous.
Easily understood?
Yep.
What do I get?
Protection, Kimo. Protection, understand?
He tucks the books in his jacket.
Understand.
Now, at a snack stand, Tito and Pancho watch Claudia sitting nearby with Lupe.
You know, the only reason I'm still in Kimo's class is because of that, man.
Yeah, well, just don't ever let her know that you dig. That's like the worst thing you can do with a woman.
Pancho, in an apron, wipes the counter, then brings hot dogs to the girls. Claudia glances up as they approach.
I'm pretty fed up with this pelon we got for a teacher. It's like Escalante's got a bug up his ass, man.
He's from South America, man. He's probably some Nazis come out of hiding or something.
Don't you guys know what's happening? Garfield's having a problem with accreditation.
Yeah, only teachers who act like assholes are going to keep their jobs.
I mean, what if we all decide not to take this test? You can't fail the whole class.
Mutiny. That's cool.
A blonde guy in a black BMW pulls to the curb and peers out at Claudia.
Guys, later.
Pancho gloomily watches her go. Lupe smirks, her round face surrounded by a mane of henna hair.
Amejo thinks she's so hot just because she dates cabachos.
Back in school, Escalante hands out tests.
We don't do better today. Heads are gonna roll.
I've never gotten anything lower than a B+ in my life.
Because you take those Mickey Mouse classes. Always get an A. Here you got another chance to do a solid D.
Lupe eggs Pancho and Tito on, and all three turn over their tests.
You have 10 minutes.
Lupe leans her elbow against the back of her chair. Escalante, in a brown shirt and sweater vest, cocks his hand in his waistband.
What's the matter with you?
I'm not taking the quiz.
You didn't turn in your homework either.
Negotiate it.
She mischievously bites her tongue. Escalante picks up her test.
Do your homework. Don't get a ticket to watch the show.
Angel leans forward.
Give her the chair, man.
Chair.
At the blackboard, Escalante sets down an elementary school-sized chair, then waves Lupe forward.
Chair.
Pancho glares around at their classmates.
Chair.
Shut up.
Lupe settles her ample hips on the tiny chair.
Okay, get back to your test. You got less than 9 minutes.
Tito and Pancho begin their tests. Escalante whispers to Lupe.
Now you're the show.
She avoids his gaze.
What's the matter with you? You're a top student. Come on.
Tucking his hands in his waistband, he strolls down the aisle past Tito, whose crucifix earring wobbles as he hurries through the test problems. Escalante returns to Lupe and shows her three fingers.
3 o'clock. You're gonna have to do it anyway.
She returns to her seat, smacking Javier in the head as she passes him. Sneering at her fellow mutineers, she starts to say something, then faces forward. Later, Angel works on math problems at home using a stubby pencil. Taking a pack of cigarettes from a drawer, he drops them into his shirt pocket. In the living room, he covers an elderly woman with a blanket.
Te vas a quedar calvo si no te metes la camisa dentro de los pantalones.
Sí, sí. Mira.
The old woman smiles as he tucks his unbuttoned shirt tails into his baggy blue jeans. Outside the apartment building, he untucks them again as he catches up to Chuco. Así lo informaron
Tom Bradley. ¡Belinda, Juanito! ¡Hijo, dinner's ready! ¡Come inside!
Digging around in the pockets of his overcoat, Chuco looks at the ground as he walks. He stands shoulder high to Angel, whose long legs stride quickly. Chuco opens the door to a 50s model Chevy wagon and sits behind the wheel. Now, Lupe packs a sandwich into a plastic lunchbox and hands it to her father. She stops him.
Dad?
She kisses his cheek, then seals a foil lid on a container. Four little kids, all under 10, chase each other around a table. As Lupe shoos them off to bed, one little girl hides inside a mattress, folded like a fort. In their bedroom, a boy jumps on the bed. Another runs off.
Juanito!
She runs after him. Later, Lupe does her homework in a living room chair.
Hi, Mom.
Her stout mother wears a uniform dress.
Kids go to bed?
Yeah. Papa go to work?
Yeah. Do you want me to fix you something to eat?
She waves her hand no and curls up on a sofa, still in her uniform and shoes.
Hija, could you please turn off that light?
With a sigh, Lupe shuts her books and clicks off her reading lamp. At dawn, Angel throws a bottle from Chuco's car. In the front seat of the Chevy, Angel slumps against the door, holding a lit cigarette. A girl with bleach blonde hair sits between them, her head bobbing sleepily.
Ready, homeboy. Take your time, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Joe.
What?
Give me my cubo, is it?
Shit, man.
Angel jogs doubled over toward the back of the school and nearly gets run over by a maintenance truck.
Factory in, okay. Green light, red light. Anybody? Anna.
Angel bursts in, breathless. He cracks a smile.
Okay. Okay. Go see the counselor.
Come on, Kimo.
Go find yourself another class. Go to woodshop. Make yourself a shoe shine box. You're going to need it.
Okay, Kimo. You're the man, you know. Why don't you put them in college, huh? So dumb taco benders like me can pick their vegetables for them.
Anna lowers her eyes.
Clip their poodles' toenails.
Angel slumps against a blackboard on a side wall and throws out his arms as if crucified. He smiles slyly.
I may be a sinner, but I'm willing to pay for my sins.
Escalante gestures to a seat.
One shot deal. Go on, sit down. See you at 3 o'clock.
Angel bows gratefully, then flashes his tattooed knuckles at Pancho. Reaching into his pockets, he sobers.
I got more bad news for you, Profe. Now, I know what I'm going to say is really going to trip you out, man.
Mr. Escalante, I forgot my pencil.
You can have mine.
Anna.
Today's my last day.
Later, at a restaurant, a waitress takes Escalante's plate and his wife smiles wearily. A cheerful restaurant owner approaches their table.
Bueno, did you enjoy your taquitos?
Muy bien, muy bien todo. Except for one thing. Someone doesn't know how to add.
He hands back the bill.
She should be going back to school.
Anita, ven acá, por favor.
Their waitress, Anna, returns to their table and looks at the bill.
Despierta, mija. Mira nomás, te equivocaste otra vez.
This is Mr. Escalante, my math teacher.
Mr. Delgado, how are you?
Mucho gusto.
It's a pleasure. My wife, Fabiola.
Mucho gusto, señora.
Mucho gusto.
Pase, señora.
Can you sit with us?
Sure. Anita, bring us a couple of beers, please.
Mr. Delgado, a broad-chested man, sits at their small table.
You should get another waitress.
Delgado grins stiffly.
Anna can be the first one in your family to graduate from high school. Go to college.
Thank you for your concern. Her mother works here, her sisters, her brothers. This is a family business. She's needed.
Anna brings beer.
She could help the family more by getting an education.
Probably get pregnant. She wouldn't finish college. Anita, go help. Help your mom in the kitchen, huh?
Escalante's wife watches Anna turn away.
She talks about going to medical school.
No. I don't think so.
The two men toast.
She should make her own choices.
Un momento. Yo soy el padre de la niña, no usted.
She'll just get fat. She'll waste her life away in a restaurant. She's top kid.
I started washing dishes for a nickel an hour. Now I own this place.
He knocks over his beer bottle.
Did I waste my life?
I washed dishes too when I came to this country.
Good. Why don't you put on an apron and give us a hand? Your husband comes into my restaurant, eats, and then he insults me.
Excuse my husband, Mr. Delgado. Wants what's best for Anna.
Escalante pays the bill.
She could go to college, come back, and teach you how to run the place.
Professor.
He hands back the money.
I don't want your money. I don't need your business.
Skip it. Dip.
Fabiola takes her husband's arm.
He puts hot chili in his dip to sell extra beer.
Another day in class. Under his direction, Escalante's students clap a rhythm on their desks. Javier beams with a laughing smile.
Come on, Taki!
Everybody look at the board. Will someone please read for me what's on the board? Anybody?
Juan has five times as many girlfriends as Pedro. Carlos has one girlfriend less than Pedro. If the total number of girlfriends between them is 20, how many does each gigolo have?
Angel coughs into his hand as Principal Molina and Ms. Ortega sit down in back. Angel wards them off, making a cross with his fingers.
Okay. How many girlfriends does each gigolo have? Anybody?
Tito volunteers.
You think you got it, Einstein? You think you're gonna do it?
One is X. Carlos is Y. Pedro is X plus Y. Is Pedro bisexual or what?
I have a terrible feeling about you.
Tito blows a kiss.
You know, 5X equals Juan's girlfriends?
Claudia.
You're good now, but you're going to end up barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen.
Can you get negative girlfriends?
No, just negative boyfriends. Please forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Angel.
Carlos has X minus five girlfriends, que no.
Que no is right. Que no.
Lupe.
The answer to my prayers.
May I go to the restroom, please?
In 10 minutes. Hold it.
Javier grins.
Señor Maya, hit it.
It's a trick problem, Mr. Kimmel. You can't solve it unless you know how many girlfriends they have in common, right?
Melina frowns.
It's not that they're stupid. It's just they don't know anything.
Am I wrong?
X equals Pedro's girlfriends.
It's Anna.
5X equals Juan's girlfriends. X minus 1 equals Carlos's girlfriends. X plus 5X plus X minus 1 equals 20. So X equals 3.
Escalante holds out his hands matter-of-factly as Anna sits in her empty front row seat.
Good to see you.
Kimo, this stuff don't make no sense unless you show us how it works in the real world.
Do you think it would be possible to get a couple of gigolos for a practical demonstration? No, stop. No. Just kidding.
On another day, students wear lab coats marked guest as they file into a high-tech office filled with tall computer banks and processors. Tito tries to fold the cumbersome pages of printout sheets. Lupe takes Claudia's picture beside a printer. Pancho wanders wide-eyed past the equipment until he finds Mr. Escalante sitting beside their tour guide. Pancho bends over and stares at two monitors in front of them.
What kind of math is this?
This particular one that's up right now is calculus.
You'll get it in college.
Well, my daughter uses this program in her high school.
Escalante raises an eyebrow. Later, at a math department meeting, Escalante fidgets in his seat as he watches Ms. Ortega fix herself a cup of coffee. He folds his hands and takes a breath.
I want to teach calculus next year.
The principal smiles.
Boy, that's a jump.
That's ridiculous. They haven't had trig or math analysis.
They can take them both during the summer.
You expect our best students to go to summer school?
From 7 to 12. Every day, including Saturdays. Yep, that'll do it.
Shaking her head, Ortega sits beside Molina.
Our summer classrooms are reserved for remedial courses.
If you want to turn this school around, you're going to have to start from the top.
Mr. Escalante, don't lecture us. Our kids can't handle calculus. We don't even have the books.
If they pass the advanced placement test, they get college credit.
There are some teachers in this room who would have trouble passing the advanced placement test.
You really think you can make this fly?
Ortega's face falls as she looks at Molina. Escalante takes off his glasses and rubs his eyes.
I teach calculus or have a good day.
Well, if this man can walk in here and dictate his own terms over my objections, I see no reason for me to continue as department chair.
She stands.
Raquel, I'll take this personally.
I'm thinking about those kids. If they try and don't succeed, you'll shatter what little self-confidence they have. These aren't the types that bounce back.
Her mouth twists in a smile.
Have a good day.
Later, at an outdoor swimming pool, a lifeguard shouts through a megaphone at swimmers in the bright blue water. A boy dives off a springboard, then another does a cannonball. Inside, a student tears into an orange and hands a chunk over Pancho's sweaty shoulder. Escalante teaches in a team locker room where the students sit on metal folding chairs.
Kimo stinks like last year in here.
At a blackboard, Escalante waves his hand.
Somebody give Claudia an orange.
Hands holding oranges appear from all directions. Claudia's hair hangs to her shoulders in frizzy strands.
You think I want to do this? The Japanese pay me to do this. They're tired of making everything. They want you guys to pull your own weight so they can go take vacations on Mount Fuji.
Angel sweats in a tank top.
Kimo, I thought this room was supposed to be air-conditioned, man.
So think cool. Think cool. Think
cool.
Angel, in a bandana headband, reluctantly joins the chant.
Cool!
Now, all of Garfield's students return to school. On the grounds, Escalante strolls with the heavy-set coach, who wears a three-piece suit.
Out of the blue, I got a letter in the mail saying that I was fired because of Proposition 13. I'm down to $936. I invest 100 in resumes, and I bought this suit. I hit every insurance company in the city. My wife wants us to move into her parents' rec room. Then 2 weeks later, I get another letter in the mail telling me to report back to work. How do you like the suit?
Fabulous.
How about the color?
A chair falls.
Welcome back, Milan!
Craning his neck to the balcony above him, Escalante trots after his attackers. A kid in a knit cap swings a chain as he runs, with two other guys behind him. Racing up an asphalt embankment, they hop over a fence. Students jump aside as the three barrel past, with Escalante and the coach puffing hard to catch up. Charging toward the street, the kids smash into Javier and knock him to the ground. Chains swinging, they scramble down another slope, then scale a 10-foot fence off the school grounds. From the top of the slope, Escalante squints, then checks on Javier, who puts his glasses back on.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yes, I said I was fine.
Coach bends down. His pants split.
Uh-oh.
Later, Escalante passes out papers.
We will go step by step, inch by inch. Calculus was not made to be easy, it already is. Remember the good times we had last summer? Do you remember when things were really jumping good, yeah? Well, the good times are gone with the wind. It's now the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, come on, a contract? You mean you can't trust us by now?
For those of you making the commitment, you will be preparing yourself for the advanced placement test. Make sure you have one. Make sure it's signed before you come to class tomorrow.
We have to come to school an hour before school, take your class two periods, and stay until five?
Believe it or don't.
Saturdays? You gotta come on Saturdays? And no vacations?
Yep, pass the AP exam and you get college credit.
Big deal. You know, we're seniors. This is our year to slack off.
Tito approaches.
How about you, Jenny? Be able to make it Saturday morning, playing in your band Friday night?
Look, you love scaring us into doing stuff, man, I know. That gets old real fast.
Angel walks in, past calculus written on the board.
Hey, Kimo, you proud of me? I'm the first dude here. What's calculus?
That afternoon, Claudia holds her contract. In the kitchen, her mother colors her hair.
Mom, calculus is math that Sir Isaac Newton invented so he could figure out planet orbits. But he never bothered to tell anybody about his discovery until this other scientist guy went around claiming he had invented calculus. But the guy was so stupid he got it all wrong, and so Newton had to go public and correct his mistakes. Don't you think that's neat?
For a genius, Newton was an idiot.
Don't worry, Mom. If I invent something, I make sure to get paid.
I hope this is not an excuse to stay out all hours.
Trust me, Mom. Sign it.
Boys don't like it if you're too smart.
Mom, I'm doing this so I don't have to depend on some dumb guy the rest of my life.
Claudia's mother sighs. Strands of her hair stick out like wires through a rubber cap on her head. Taking Claudia's pen, she signs the paper.
Thank you.
The next day, students return their contracts.
Thank you very much. You don't got it signed. You don't got a ticket to watch the show. Thank you.
Escalante greets them as they enter.
Good morning, Mr. Blue Eyes. Thank you
Javier.
Very much. Elizabeth, my tailor.
Claudia.
Sofia, my Lorian.
Lupe.
Get a haircut one more time.
Rafaela, then Tito.
Thank you very much. Well, get a new jacket. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Poncho's empty-handed.
Didn't you forget your gun? Unfold it.
He gives Angel's matchbook-sized contract back to him, then takes Poncho's.
Hey! You didn't... Get out of the way. Here. You didn't sign it.
Come on, Kimo. I gotta put school on.
Go back until you sign it.
My uncle offered me a job operating a forklift. Saturdays and Sundays, I'll be making time and a half.
So what?
2 years in the union, and I'll be making more than you.
Later.
Kimo, I don't want to let you down, but the money I'll be making will buy me a new Trans Am.
No one cruises through life, Pancho. Wouldn't you rather be designing these things than repairing them? You can't even do that. They got fuel injection in them.
Guillermo, you're going to strip my gears, man.
What's your good buddy?
Orale, Guillermo.
Don't panic, Jenny. Just watch out for the other guy.
Pancho's head whips back as they lurch.
Right or left?
Where are we going?
Right or left?
Go right! Go right!
Escalante cuts off another car and speeds toward a guardrail. Escalante stares through the windshield at a yellow warning sign which reads, End.
All you see is the turn. You don't see the road ahead.
Morning. Outside the school fence, Pancho and Lupe wait for a janitor to unlock the gate.
What a little way. Open the gate, we're gonna be late.
What are you guys doing here so early?
We're in Escalante's class, remember?
Her arms loaded with books, Lupe shuffles into the schoolyard.
Wake up, drink some coffee, man.
Falling into step beside Lupe, Pancho takes her hand.
One, you got the graph.
Angel right leans here. Forward two, in his desk and gazes at Tito's sleeping face in front of him.
It's a radius.
He raises his hand.
That's it. Anybody got any questions?
Angel points at Tito.
Anybody can do it as long as you remember one basic element, and that is the element of surprise.
Stay, he swats Tito's head with a pillow.
Wake up this morning, how are you? Bring toothpicks. You pinch open your eyes. You understand what I mean, Jenny?
Swimming with dolphins, whispering imaginary numbers, looking for the fourth dimension.
Good. Go back to sleep. That's very good. Okay, any questions? Yes, no, nothing? Okay.
At the end of a school day, Garfield students cross the front lawn. In Escalante's class, Claudia stares absently while the rest of the class works on a problem. Through the window's steel lattice, she watches other kids leaving.
Okay, you should have it by now. Okay, what's the answer? Anybody? Claudia. Come on, we're going backwards. We've been fooling around too much during the weekend. This girl's got to do some work from the neck up. We're going to have to stay late again. Of course, you know we have pizza because they deliver. We can get fried chicken, hamburgers with cheese. Jeez, I'm going to need donations. No, really, you owe me money anyway. You don't deserve the grade you're getting.
As he passes a hat, Claudia leaves her desk.
Where are you going? You late for another date? He's got more boyfriends than Elizabeth Taylor.
I don't appreciate you using my personal life to entertain this class.
Cradling her books, she storms out. At his lectern, Escalante pauses, then points at a student in the front row. In the hall, Claudia strides off briskly, her oversized shirt hanging crookedly from her sagging shoulders.
Claudia.
Escalante jogs after her, holding down the pens in his pocket protector. By a bank of lockers, he catches up.
Right now, my boyfriend's freaking out. My mom, school sucks. I'm in that classroom all day, Chemo. Look at my clothes and my hair. I can't even comb it. I hate my life.
She drags her hand across her nose.
So what's the problem?
Smiling wearily, she rests her head on Escalante's shoulder as he puts his arms around her. Now, in a crowded waiting room, Angel sits beside his grandmother and fills out forms on a clipboard.
Firma aquí en esta línea.
En esta línea.
Sí, sí. No, aquí.
Cálmate, mi hijo.
She signs the form. Angel's grandmother wears a print dress and crocheted shawl. Her gray hair is pinned back from her face. Angel offers her a blue bandana from his pocket, and she spits into it. Angel takes the clipboard to a desk where a receptionist talks on the phone behind a sliding glass window.
Yes, I understand that, but you're going to have to bring him in. No, ma'am, I'm not a doctor. There's no way.
Hey.
I don't do diagnosis.
He slides open the glass window.
Look, I'm sorry.
Mira.
Could you hold a moment, please?
Look, are we going to see the doctor before next week?
Okay, hold on. Seguro?
His face falls.
No.
Medi-Cal?
No, tampoco.
Well, how are you going to pay for this?
Look, if we could pay for it, we would go to a regular hospital, okay? I just don't want my grandma to catch pneumonia waiting around.
Okay, take a seat and we'll call your number. Okay, ma'am, I said you're going to have to bring him in. There's no way we can get around
madre.
I understand that, but you're going to have to bring him in.
Now, in class, Pancho completes an equation on the chalkboard with cosine x dx.
Mm-mm. Try the shortcut. This is easy. Baby stuff. We're Boy Scouts.
Kimo, my mind don't work this way.
Tic-tac-toe. It's a piece of cake upside down. Watch for the green light.
Pancho rereads the problem, then punches the board.
I've been with you guys 2 years. Everybody knows I'm the dumbest. I can't handle calculus. These guys have a better chance of making the AP test without me.
Javier snickers.
Don't laugh.
Escalante stares at Pancho.
How could we laugh? You're breaking our hearts.
Don't do this, Kimo.
I mean, how noble. To sacrifice himself for the benefit of the team. Do you have the ganas? Do you have the desire?
Yes, I have the ganas.
Do you want me to do it for you?
Yes.
You're supposed to say no. Well, I'm going to have to get tough. Bullets are going to have to start flying. We're going to have to work right through Christmas break, okay?
While Escalante's back is turned, Angel dashes in and slips into a desk behind Tito. Escalante steps down the aisle.
The counselor was just here looking for you. Something about some cosmetology classes. He says there's 3 different levels. 1 for boys, 1 for girls, and 1 for I don't know what kind. Why don't you go find out?
Okay, well, please listen, man. It's cool. My grandmother.
Clock out. Game's over. You lose.
You never listen to nobody, man. The grace of Mastin gone.
Adios. Why don't you send me some postcards? Or call me on the telephone. Let me know how you're doing. We love you.
Behind Escalante, Angel grabs his crotch.
Kimo sabe this, cabrón, huh?
He knocks over a desk. Escalante continues working Pancho's equation as Angel walks out.
Pancho, I think that guy's got a bigger problem than you. Tic-tac-toe. Simple.
At Escalante's home.
She's a little sloppy with her homework.
Dad, get off the phone so we can eat.
Escalante's wife, Fabiola, sits down beside their college-aged son.
Yeah. Your father works 60 hours a week, then he volunteers to teach night school for free.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
He scurries to the table.
Now he's visiting junior high schools in his spare time.
Corn and potatoes. What happened to the lomo montado pica lo macho?
Her long face frowns.
Jaime, I don't want you to teach this holiday.
No. No teaching.
The younger boy holds a book.
Papi, there's a problem in my book I don't
you
understand.
You see what I mean? His own son has problems with math. Give me that book, Fernando. I don't want any books at the table.
Go wash your hands.
I'll get it.
Fabiola raises her eyebrows at her older son.
You see what I mean?
Angel and his grandmother stand outside.
Señora, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien. Señor Escalante, Angelito
Pásale.
Tiene que regresar a la escuela. Sí. Él no puede perder su lunch.
No se preocupe, señora. Pásale, está haciendo frío. Pásale, por favor.
Mucho gusto.
Mi esposa.
He grabs Angel and holds him outside on the steps.
I've seen you do a lot of underhanded tricks, but bringing your abuelita to my house on Christmas time.
I need calculus to take me a good career, Johnny. Something smells good.
As Angel follows his nose inside, Escalante shakes his head.
God. First day of Christmas, a cholo came to me. This is what's given.
In class.
We're looking for the area in the first quadrant bounded by the curve. What are the limits, anybody?
0 to pi over 2, sir.
Wrong. Lupe.
0 to pi over 2?
What's wrong with you? This is review.
Kimo, I checked my work twice.
I'm giving you the graph. Check it again.
No, Kimo, I got the same answer as the gordita.
Don't call me gordita, pendejo.
It's 0 to pi over 2, sir.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
You guys should know this. No way. You should know this. What's wrong with you? This is review. You're acting like a blind man in a dark room looking for a black cat that isn't there. What's wrong with you guys? I don't believe it. Just give me a shot from the back. No way. No way.
He storms out.
Kimo finally blew a head gasket.
Later, a neon sign reads, Adult Evening School. In a classroom, Mr. Escalante paces while men and women read from textbooks.
It's a chair.
It's a chair.
It's a light.
It's a light.
He massages his shoulder, then rubs his stomach queasily.
It's in the room, on the table. It's 10 o'clock.
He leans his weight on a student's desk, then limps to the door.
Momento, por favor.
One moment, please.
On a flight of stairs, Escalante clutches the banister. Sweat shines on his cheeks as his left arm seizes against his chest. His knees buckle and stiffen. He makes his way down each step, pulling his left leg along with his hand. The steep flight tips him forward. Rolling over against the banister, he slides down the last few steps to a landing, then hobbles on stiff, bowed legs to the next turn. He crumples. He falls across the steps, then onto his face. Flattened, Escalante tries to lift his face. Later, in class, Javier carries his math book to the lectern.
Page 456, please.
No one moves.
Come on, you guys. 456?
You shut up and sit down, man.
Tito walks toward the windows where Claudia, Lupe, and Rafaela sit clustered together.
We told them to take it easy.
It's our fault. We just sit back and watch him burning.
Let's burn out.
The man brought it on himself. He was asking for trouble.
Can you say that?
You're a wannabe cholo asshole, man.
Angel scoots off the teacher's desk and spits at Pancho.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Tito tries to break up their shoving match. The principal enters with another man.
All right, break it up! Pancho! Just break it up. And just settle down.
Later, dude.
Settle down, Angel.
Angel rolls his shoulders and smooths back his slick hair. Molina faces the class.
And Mr. Escalante is okay. He suffered a mild heart attack and he'll be under observation for the time being. And Mr. Schloss is your substitute. Now, out of respect to Mr. Escalante, please give him your undivided attention.
Schloss holds index cards.
Now, I don't want any more trouble from this room. All right, Pancho, you come with me. Angel, let's go.
Pancho glares at pale Mr. Schloss.
Tito, take your seat.
Schloss gathers his breath and looks over the class. Lupe and Claudia look back blankly.
Mr. Molina has informed me that you have your AP calculus exam in 2 weeks. I gotta be honest with you, I've never taught calculus before. I'm really a music teacher.
Now, in the hospital, Fabiola and her older son stand by Escalante's bed. He sits up with a gauze bandage around his forehead.
You mad at me, mommy?
If I thought it would help, I would be angry.
She gently kisses his lips, then strokes his face.
Dad, the doctor says no stress. No job-related activity for at least a month.
I want another doctor.
Fabiola and her son exchange a smile.
I may have to go. I left Fernando with a neighbor.
I'll stay with Dad, Mom.
No, you go with your mother. Don't forget to take out the trash, okay, Lee?
Okay, Dad.
Fabiola looks longingly at her husband as her son leads her from the room. By the bed, a nurse unrolls a blood pressure cuff. Taking a Red Cross brochure from under his blankets, Escalante makes some notes on it. He eyes the nurse standing over him, 40-ish, with heavy eyelids and frizzy hair under her cap.
What time do you get out of work?
She smiles coyly and bats her lashes. Later, in class, Javier copies an equation off the Red Cross brochure, then passes it across the aisle to Anna. Mr. Schloss looks over the diligently working students. In the doorway, a flat cloth cap appears, then Escalante's face.
Hi! still alive. I'm a hard dying type of guy.
Shouldn't you be in the hospital?
No, I should be here with you.
He turns to Schloss.
Thank you very much for babysitting my kangaroos. Have a good day.
Tito warmly shakes his hand.
How are you?
Hey, you should be taking it easy, man.
Yeah, Kimo, go back to bed, man.
No, I should be here with you guys. I mean, you already forgot to stand up, everybody. No, against the wall like a snake. Hurry!
They line up.
We've been practicing for this all year. You're the best. You guys are the best. This is going to be a piece of cake.
Upside down.
And?
Step by step.
All right, you got it now. Open your eyes.
He marches up to Lupe.
Y equal to ln quantity x minus 1. What's the domain?
X is greater than minus 1.
No, to the end of the line. I've been gone 2 days and you forget already. What's the domain?
All real numbers greater than 1, x is greater than 1.
I told you you could do it.
Okay.
Pancho grins as they shake. Slap 5, then punch fists.
Be sure that each mark is black and completely fills the answer space.
Test day. Anna Delgado writes her name on a standardized answer sheet, then colors in lettered ovals with her pencil. Under ethnic group, she blackens the oval beside Mexican-American or Chicano.
Open your booklet, carefully tear out the green insert, and start work. You may begin now.
Splitting open the seals on her test booklet, Anna opens the cover of the 1982 Advanced Placement Examination. She glances at Javier at the next table, and he returns a discreet smile. Seated in the library, the class sits one to a table, surrounded by shelves of books. A test proctor moves quickly between their tables and looks over their shoulders as they begin. Later, on the beach, Pancho leads Rafaela into the surf. Anna follows, pushed along by Lupe. Javier prances past them, slapping the waves. All fully dressed, they beckon to Angel, who waves them off from the sand.
I like to keep my pants dry, you know, man?
Pancho squats, soaking his shirt to his shoulders. The others wave their arms. Unsure, Pancho frowns and puffs through his nose.
Okay, fine. This is so stupid, man.
He peels off his plaid shirt, then his white tee, bearing his stringy frame to the sun. Kicking off his sneakers, he steps out of his khakis. In white boxers, he charges toward the ocean. Angel somersaults into a rolling wave, then clownishly hops up and down. Later, an old man holds a chicken by the feet and pesters Pancho with it.
Only Grandpa!
On his back, Pancho works under his Camaro. His beefy arms and hands are smeared with grease. From under the chassis, he spots a postman walking away from the mailbox. Pancho crawls out on the sandy ground and walks to the mail. Holding up his hands like a surgeon, he pulls the box open with his wrists and leafs through the envelopes inside. One, addressed to Francisco Garcia, is from the Educational Testing Service. Carrying it away, he holds it up to the sun for a moment, trying to read the contents, then rips it open. He breaks into a grin. Later, in the library, Mr. Molina speaks to a small gathering of students and parents.
We, being teachers, know the advanced placement tests are very difficult, especially in mathematics.
Angel enters with a glazed stare. His hair hangs loosely down his neck. Glancing at his classmates assembled behind Molina, he weaves unsteadily toward Escalante.
I am proud to announce that no other high school in Southern California has more students passing than Garfield High School.
As Angel joins the others up front, another man speaks to Escalante.
No, he just walks like that.
18 students took the test, 18 past.
Rafaela interrupts him.
We have an announcement to make.
Pancho hands her a plaque from behind his back. She takes it, then wipes her hands on her dress.
We, the AP Calculus class, would like to present this plaque to our teacher, Jaime A. Escalante. Come on
up. In the back of the room, he humbly shakes his head. His eyes watch the floor as he walks to the podium. Rafaela kisses his cheek as she hands him the plaque. In the audience, Ms. Ortega catches a tearful breath. The kids pose with Escalante. Later, in her backyard, Lupe hoses mud from her bare feet. Sneaking up on her little brothers and sisters, she sprays them with water. Scattering, they run into Pancho, who charges out at them from behind a bush. Lupe runs into the house, leaving Pancho to fend the kids off with the hose.
Yes, this is Guadalupe Escobar.
She takes the phone to the window.
What, is this some kind of joke? Wait a minute, who is this? For real? What? You're crazy, man.
Outside, Pancho's grin fades as he watches Lupe angrily hang up the phone. Later, the class gathers in the football bleachers.
It's standard procedure to grade the test with the identity of the students concealed. Only after irregularities were found was it determined that the students in question were all from Garfield High School. You all received the same letter?
Yeah.
Based upon the unusual agreement of incorrect answers, ETS has no alternative but to question the scores of all students with such unusual agreement.
English. What does it mean in English?
They're saying that we copied from each other because we all had the same wrong answers.
We're too stupid to know how to cheat correctly.
Boy.
Why don't we just sue them?
The board doubts that the grades are valid for you because of these unusual circumstances. These people are human. They can make mistakes, too.
Kimo, these people are calling us cheaters.
Now, Principal Molina unlocks a vault.
All right, this is where we keep all confidential material. SAT and AP tests included.
Two men enter the room-sized vault.
I assure you, only my secretary and I know the combination.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Molina, this controversy is officially between the Educational Testing Service and the students. It does not reflect upon your school or its administration.
I understand.
We would like to resolve this with as little publicity as possible.
I'd appreciate that.
Good.
They step out of the vault.
All right?
Yep.
Okay.
Molina leans against the heavy door. Outside, Javier walks with Anna.
Do you think they got the test ahead of time?
Well, Claudia was having emotional problems.
Pancho was way behind.
Do you really think anyone cheated?
She presses her lips together.
No, but my father does.
In the parking lot.
Damn shit! Look at this shit! If I'd have taken that job with my uncle, look at this man. I could have had a brand new car by now.
Okay, it's all right. You can fix it.
Claudia watches as Lupe soothes Pancho.
Hey, I didn't know you two were like a thing now.
Lupe grins, but Pancho shoves her aside.
Just something for the summer.
Lupe's chest heaves. Pancho tries to grab her as she walks off.
Come on, Lupe.
Asshole, Pancho.
Lupe, wait!
Pancho, in a sweat-stained tank top, shakes his fists at his car. Nighttime. In Chuko's Chevy, Angel rests his foot on the dashboard and fools around with a silver lighter.
That's the stars out there, homie. Not too polluted.
The stars aren't really there, is it?
At the wheel, Chuko raises his eyebrows.
No, what you're looking at is where they used to be, man. It takes the light 1,000 years to reach the Earth. You know, for all we know, they burned out a long time ago, man. God pulled the plug on us. You didn't tell nobody.
The stars are out there, homeboy. I don't care what you say.
Narrowing his eyes, Angel spots a car in the next lane. He hangs out the passenger window and shouts over the roof.
Hey, homeboy!
Ay, te llevo, mija!
A police car pulls up, and a female cop glares.
What? Come on, throw me a kiss, baby!
Angel pretends to fondle breasts, then flicks his cigarette at the cop. She points to the curb.
That's right, that's all you know.
He bangs his head on the roof. Moments later, she shoves Angel against her car.
What's the matter? You can't afford a knife?
Use a pencil, go to jail, huh? Can I have this back now?
You got a tough mouth. You better watch yourself.
By the Chevy, her partner hands Chuko a ticket. His glare bores into the officer's back as he wads the ticket and throws it on the ground.
Let's go, Jack.
As the cops leave, Angel takes a few slow steps away from their cruiser. Tensing his neck, he blinks and swallows, then opens his eyes on Chuko. As Angel struts to the Chevy, his friend shoves him hard in the chest with both hands.
It was real hard to say.
Staring at the sky, Angel keeps walking.
Get away from the ride!
He hurls Angel to the ground and sneers with clenched teeth.
Get up! Come on, get up!
Standing over him, Chuko holds out his hand. Angel gets up on his own. Nervously chewing his lips, Chuko watches him go.
Where are you going? Come back! Angel!
Angel walks away, his back ramrod straight and his eyes focused ahead. He takes a few heavy breaths as the Chevy heads in the opposite direction. Later at school, the testing investigator Ramirez looks over the calculus students seated at their desks. He's a young Latino with gentle brown eyes and feathered hair. His partner, Pearson, is a tall African-American with a thick mustache. Molina stands with them, shifting his hands from his back pockets to the front. Ramirez plants his feet in front of the class.
Well, does anyone have anything to say?
Lupe holds him in an angry stare. Claudia rolls her eyes. By the window, Pancho clasps his hands on top of his desk. In the back of the room, Angel stretches his long legs into the aisle. Molina bends over Anna, who folds her arms across her chest.
Anna, I've known your family for years. Tell us the truth.
Nothing happened.
Now, don't lie to me.
Nothing happened.
Why don't you just leave her alone? She didn't do anything wrong. Then tell us who did.
Javier coolly puts on his glasses and stands. Passing between the investigators, he glares at Ramirez, who gestures to Pearson to let him go. An approving smile flashes on Angel's lips.
We're not cops. We're not here to put anybody behind bars. If you cheated, let us know so you can go home and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Ramirez pulls out a chair in front of the girls.
Permiso.
As he sits beside Rafaela, Claudia watches him from the corner of her eye. Ramirez's red tie falls forward as he rests his elbows on his knees and folds his hands together.
I come from this neighborhood. Yo vengo de este barrio. And I know that sometimes we're tempted to take shortcuts.
Angel strains to listen.
Just tell me the truth, what happened? Dime la verdad.
Okay.
Angel stands, then drops his hands into the pockets of his loose-fitting khakis. He stops before Ramirez and the girls, his shoulders slack.
We're busted. Why don't we just admit it?
Anna's wide, frightened eyes flash to Ramirez, then back to Angel. Pearson comes forward, then Molina, his mouth agape. Ramirez blinks.
How'd you do it?
Angel takes a breath. He looks at the floor.
I got the test ahead of time. I passed it out to everyone else.
How did you get the test?
Mailman.
Ramirez watches the other students' reactions.
I strangled him. His body's decomposing in my locker.
Puncher's mouth falls open, and Anna collapses with giggles. Angel holds out his tattooed knuckles to Ramirez, then turns his back. He and Pancho exchange a firm hand grip. Pancho bangs his knuckles together like Angel's, and Ramirez's gaze falls. As he looks at the girls, the corners of his mouth curl into a subdued smile. Pearson waits at the door until Ramirez stands.
There's no sense continuing the war.
Molina rests his hands impatiently on his hips and looks at the class. Now, Escalante strides into a different classroom, his jaw set and eyes glaring. In a back office, he finds Ms. Ortega typing a mimeograph sheet. He shows her a plain envelope.
Do you know how this got in my box?
She looks at him over the tops of her glasses, then takes the envelope.
Letter of resignation. Anonymous.
She hands it back.
My guess is that it could have something to do with the mess this school is in.
She walks around him into her classroom.
Do you think the students cheated?
Ortega's thin eyebrows arch. Her mouth pulls into a frown.
Mr. Escalante, you put these kids under an awful lot of pressure. They would have gone to any lengths to please you.
You didn't answer my question.
Ortega takes a deep breath, then sits.
Well... every night when I go to bed, I watch the television news, and I see a lot of people go on trial. They deny everything, or their lawyers say that they were insane at the time they did it. A lot of them get off. But I believe that most people who get caught today are guilty. Don't you?
Yep, I know what you mean.
In the parking lot, Escalante takes his flat cap out of his briefcase and stops in his tracks. Only three cars remain in the lot. He turns in a circle looking for his blue beetle. He waves down the coach.
Have you seen my car?
No. Kimo, do you need a ride home?
Wrinkling his eyebrows, Escalante smacks his cap against his leg.
No, thank you.
Kimo, let me take you home.
Escalante walks with long strides across a freeway overpass. A kid on a bicycle coasts past him, pedaling slowly. As an ice cream vendor approaches on the narrow sidewalk, Escalante shifts his briefcase to his other hand. Later, in his own suburban neighborhood, he jogs across the street to his house. As he steps onto the lawn, his pace slows and his head sags. Inside, Fabiola reads on the couch.
Jaime?
His shadow appears in the doorway as he passes. Tucking in her blouse, Fabiola follows him to their bedroom, where she finds him sitting, rubbing his eyes. She sits beside him, her forehead creased with worry lines.
Hey, man. You want to talk about it?
Tightening his lips, he shakes his head. Still looking at the floor, he swallows.
I may have made a mistake. Trying to teach some calculus.
Regardless of whether they passed that test or not, Emma, they learned.
Yeah, they learned if you try real hard, nothing changes.
quit. That's all you have left to teach.
He drags his hand across his eyes.
Quit.
You know what kills me? Is that they lost the confidence in the system that they're now finally qualified to be a part of. I don't know why I'm losing sleep over this. I don't need it.
Fabiola turns away, tearfully.
I could make twice the money in less hours and have people treat me with respect.
Respect? Jaime, those kids love you.
She looks out the window.
Hey, Kimo!
Escalante stares outside, where Angel, Chuco, and their homeboys stand in front of his custom-painted Volkswagen Beetle.
Check out your ride, man. We fixed it up for you.
Going downtown, man. Take action on those ETL boys.
Hey, Dad, check out your new car.
We gotta talk about the payments, though.
Later, downtown, Escalante stands in the vacant lobby of an office building. Striding across the polished floor, he opens the door to a meeting room and removes his cap. Ramirez and Pearson study some papers at a table.
Gentlemen, my name is Jaime Escalante. I'm the AP calculus teacher from Garfield High School.
Yes, yes. I'm Dr. Pearson.
Hello, doctor.
And this is Dr. Ramirez.
¿Qué tal? Un placer.
Es un gusto, señor.
The inspectors shake his hand, then begin to pack their papers into their briefcases.
I feel I have the right to know why you think my students cheated.
Escalante folds his hands in front of him and waits.
Mr. Escalante, I'm sorry you drove all the way out here. But we're not at liberty to discuss the controversy with you.
I would just like to see the test, that's all.
Mr. Escalante, I understand what you're going through here. But I repeat, the problem is between the ETS and the students.
I would just like to see what kind of mistakes were made. Once again, I'm their teacher and I know my kids.
Mr. Escalante, have a seat. Hmm?
No, thank you.
Pearson leans against the tabletop.
There were some unorthodox, even illogical computations for students of this caliber. Mistakes in simple math.
Maybe they all made the same mistakes because they all had the same teacher teaching in the same program. I taught them step by step, all the same way.
Look, your students average fewer than 4 wrong on the multiple choice. Where other schools average, what, 14 to 18 incorrect answers? And we found out that most of your kids finished the test with time to spare.
They should be rewarded, not punished.
With a dubious stare, Pearson turns his back.
Mr. Escalante, the Educational Testing Service does not act capriciously. Every major university in the United States subscribes to our service.
I would just like to see the proof of wrongdoing. I would like to see the tests.
Well, let me reiterate, there has been no proof of wrongdoing here, only a suspicion of cheating.
In this country, one is innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around.
If you're so confident of your students' abilities, why not encourage them to retest?
Why should I?
If they don't, everyone will assume they cheated.
Everyone will assume they cheated if they do. I want to see the test, please.
We're going around in circles here. Mrs. Escalante, we're psychometricians, thorough to the point of boring. We're not out to get anybody here.
Not so fast. If this was a simple situation of two students cheating, that's one thing. But by making a blanket accusation, you're saying that there was a conspiracy. Every conspiracy has a leader. Who better qualified to be the leader than their teacher?
Mr. Escalante, nobody's accusing you here of anything.
Not only me. The school, the parents, the entire community.
Scores is high. I guarantee you will be questioned regardless of the school.
Yes, but if this was Beverly Hills High School, they wouldn't have sent you two to investigate.
Ramirez freezes, then looks away.
Mr. Escalante, hope you're not insinuating that we haven't earned our position here. Because no one's giving me a damn thing. I suggest you letting your emotions get the best of you.
If no one has given you a damn thing, you should not be taken away from my kids.
The identity of the students were concealed until it was determined that irregularities existed.
Those scores would have never been questioned if my kids did not have Spanish surnames and come from barrio schools. You know that!
All right. We've been patiently explaining our position and listening to your complaints, but now our conversation is over.
There's something going on here that nobody is talking about, and you know what it is.
No one has the right to accuse me of racism.
No one has the right to accuse me of racism! I know well how to spell discrimination. I thought this was over a long time ago. Are you doing this to my kids?
There are two kinds of racism, Mr. Escalante. Singling out a group because they're members of a minority and not singling out a group because they're members of a minority.
My kids could teach you a thing or two, Johnny.
I'm going to call security if you can't control yourself, Escalante.
Go for it. You didn't show me the test. You didn't prove anything. My kids didn't do anything. I'm going to prove you guys wrong.
I hope you do. Because it's not between you and me.
Escalante puts on his cap.
Maybe not. But if I catch you on the street, I'm going to kick the shit out of you.
Later in the schoolyard.
Yeah, this is Guadalupe Escobar. I've decided to take the test again.
Her classmates sit with her by a payphone.
Kimo, we only have one day to study?
All eyes turn to Escalante, who rests his chin on his hands. He flashes thumbs up.
Okay, AM on Tuesday. Thank you.
Why didn't you let me talk to him, Lupe?
Talk, collect, stick him with a big bill.
The next day, Lupe returns to class.
Thought I'd seen this place for the last time.
Escalante brings her a math book.
We're going to have to review the entire course in one shot.
You mean in one day?
Can't do it in less.
Maybe they'll give us the same test.
Mm-mm. It'll be harder. Don't count on that. Just go step by step and play defense. Don't bring anything. No pencils, no erasers, nothing. Don't wear clothes with too many pockets. Don't let your eyes wander. No spacing out. Don't give them any opportunity to call you cheaters. You are the true dreamers. And dreams accomplish wonderful things. You're the best. Tomorrow you'll prove that you're the champs. Start with chapter one.
Later that evening, Angel sits on Escalante's kitchen counter, propping his feet on an open cabinet door. At the stove, Escalante chops an onion.
Kimo, what you making over there, man?
You like brains? Good. I was afraid you guys wouldn't appreciate it. This food lasts for 24 hours.
Kimo, you're afraid we're going to screw up royally tomorrow, aren't you?
Tomorrow's just another day, honey. I'm afraid you're going to screw up the rest of your lives.
Pancho gulps from a mug, then stacks his papers and books.
I'm fried. And I don't care if I don't pass that test tomorrow.
Sit down, Macho Man. We got a lot of work to do.
I'm going home, Kimo.
He squeezes through the narrow kitchen.
Sit down.
I'm tired and I'm going home. Okay?
You know what you're doing?
I'm going home. That's what I'm doing.
Pancho lumbers out. Taking a pencil from behind his ear, Angel turns back to his notebook. Escalante checks the fire under his simmering pot.
That's almost ready. Who'd like some?
Well, let's order out, man. Just kidding.
Outside, Pancho's dust-covered Camaro pulls past a pickup game on a lighted baseball diamond. He cruises across a neighborhood street, then into a driveway. On the front porch of a weather-worn house, he hesitantly approaches the front door. Behind him, plastic sheeting drapes off the overhang. Shifting uneasily, he tries to see through the sheer curtains. Lupe appears at the front window, then comes to the door. She steps glumly outside and avoids Pancho's eyes as she stands on the edge of the porch.
Hey, I had to see you.
You can't expect me to be your girlfriend at your convenience.
She gazes up at him. His chest heaves.
I'm an asshole.
Leaning down, he kisses her lightly on the cheek. They exchange a smile, and he kisses her lips, wrapping her in his husky arms. Lupe tenderly embraces him as their kiss deepens. The next morning, Mr. Escalante's students return to the library. Ramirez hands each of them a pencil as they file past to individual tables. Angel holds up his arms to be frisked, then takes a pencil and finds a seat in the back row. In his office, Escalante grades papers at his desk, fidgeting. He heaves a sigh and glances at a wall clock which reads 8:04. Pearson holds the AP tests.
I'm sure you're all familiar with the procedure. You have 90 minutes to complete the multiple choice section. Do not fill in answers by guessing. Wrong answers will be counted against you. You may begin part one now.
Opening the seals on her test booklet, Anna begins. Rafaela moves her lips as she reads a problem, hesitates a moment, then quickly draws a table. Lupe makes some notes in her workbook, then colors in a space on her answer sheet. Pancho grips his yellow pencil in his husky hand and turns a page. Chewing her lip, Claudia moves hurriedly through an equation, then scrubs out her work with her eraser. Angel's shoulders drop as he reads his answer choices. B, one only. C, two only. D, one and two. Anna chews her thumbnail. Her large eyes glance up, then back to the test. Calculating figures under each possible answer, she writes LN4. Tito works with relaxed concentration, filling in an oval on his sheet. Javier chomps gum and lays his chin on his fist as he works.
Okay, pencil's down.
Claudia carefully sets her pencil across her worksheet.
You have 90 minutes to complete the free response section. Do not spend too much time on any particular answer.
Pearson looks over their shoulders.
Credit will be issued for partial solutions. Open the booklet. Begin part two. Good luck.
Ramirez leans on a bookshelf beside Pearson and blots his face with a folded handkerchief. Lupe's makeup glistens on her broad face. She reads a question. For what values of T is the particle moving to the right? Justify your answer. Tito rests his head on his elbow, his eyelids drooping. Steps in an equation fill a page. As Rafaela writes, 1/2 is max velocity, she holds back a yawn. Claudia's colorful summer flats graze the floor as she lazily swings her feet. One table away, Rafaela curls her bare feet around each other. A pencil slowly writes the figure 5π/3. Pushing up his glasses, Javier pinches the bridge of his nose. A graph shows 2 points on a parabola labeled negative 1 and 1. Anna looks at her watch, frowns, and rubs the back of her neck. Angel's upper lip beads with sweat. Nervously, he fingers the crucifix around his neck. Blinking hard, he brings a blurry graph into focus. Anna stands up at the next table. Closing her booklet, she carries it to Ramirez.
Finished?
No, I'm sorry. I cannot finish the test.
What's wrong?
I have an appointment at USC. It's related to my scholarship.
Can't that wait?
No, it can't.
Okay. Did you fill out your ID card in the back?
Yes. Thank you.
She tosses a wave over her shoulder at the class and leaves. Picking up her booklet, Ramirez flips through the pages. Later, he looks at his watch.
Okay. Pencil's down.
Pancho glances back at Angel, who continues writing. Pancho keeps writing furiously as Pearson collects test booklets from the other students. One by one, the students rise and walk out of the library. Javier carefully pushes in his chair. Ramirez raps on Pancho's table, then slides the test away from him. Later, Escalante waits outside Molina's office door.
Mr. Escalante? Mr. Escalante, did you hear the news? We got the computers.
Yep, that'll do it.
Pacing in front of the secretary's desk, Escalante absently riffles a stack of index cards. His gaze shifts off into space as he slides his hand into the waistband of his pants. Molina comes out and walks straight toward Escalante.
Mommy, they want to go over the test again. Make sure there's no misunderstanding this time.
He pats Escalante on the shoulder, then picks up some file folders.
Estelle, I'm on my way to the faculty meeting.
Thank you.
Misunderstanding again? Can you call Dr. Ramirez? He'll help us.
He's going to tell me the same thing, Jaime. All right, I'll call him.
As Molina returns to his office, Escalante taps his index cards against his palm and rocks his weight from foot to foot. Stepping toward Molina's office, Escalante listens in the doorway.
Yes, this is Mr. Molina calling again. I'd like to speak to Dr. Yes, I did. Oh, you do? Yes, I'd like that very much. One moment.
Escalante barges in while Molina looks for a pen.
Yes, I'm aware of the scoring. 3 is a passing grade, 5 is a perfect grade. Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead. Diaz, Maria, 4. Cifuentes, Mark, 5.
Escalante starts to smile.
Jose, 4.
I want the original scores reinstated.
Each student's Santos, face appears.
4. Escobar, Guadalupe, 5. Camejo, Claudia, 4. Ana Delgado, 4.
Now Pancho.
Garcia, Francisco, 3. Fuentes, Rafaela, 4. Javier Perales, 5.
Now Tito.
Quintana, Armando, 4. Angel Guzman, 5. Estelle, tell them to hold the meeting. We're coming with great news. Penedes, Juliana, 5. Hernandez, Alejandro, 4.
Escalante strides down the hall toward an outside door. Words appear. In 1982, Garfield High School had 18 students pass the AP Calculus exam. The numbers change to read, in 1983, 31 students passed. Then they change more rapidly. 1984, 63 students. 1985, 77 students. 1986, 78 students. 1987, 87 students. In the open doorway, Mr. Escalante punches the air.